Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Can't complain. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. First and foremost, congratulations on a fantastic new project.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm great. I greatly appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, one of the first things I want to get to, I listened to the entire album. Actually, had my program director purchase the entire album, 9 tracks.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of love. It is definitely a lot of love. I wanted to ask you, how much of the album is a part of your journey that you decided to incorporate in your music?
Every last track on the EP.
Okay.
It's totally, it's nonfiction. It's the whole entire project is a firsthand experience of what I personally went through in situationship. So, firsthand.
Absolutely. What
is
the journey meant for you as far as your growth, not only as a woman, but also as an artist?
It allowed me to open up and become, you know, more transparent. The more I got into writing and creating the project, it opened up old wounds, and, you know, it allowed me to be, you know, as transparent and wear my emotions on my sleeve. So with this project and creating it, you know, although there was a lot of emotion that went into it, it allowed me to realize that I can't let it define me as a woman as I move on in other relationships, and as I move forward, I can't let it affect me. So with creating this project, it allowed me to get everything out and move forward.
Right, absolutely. Now, from the creative process, how therapeutic was it for you mentally, as far as transforming yourself, not just mentally but also physically?
It allowed me to transform, first of all, mentally, because I had so much bottled up, and, you know, I'm more so of an introvert, so
okay.
I don't do a lot of talking and expressing myself. So I express myself through my music and through my writing. So it allowed me to get everything that I needed to say out that I wasn't able to express to anybody else or to the individual that I actually had to encounter with. So it allowed me to, you know, get everything off of my chest, each track from the beginning to the end of the EP. You know, I was able to articulate everything that I wanted to say. And at the end of the session, I was able to say, okay, take a deep sigh and say, I did it. I let everything out. Well, he's going to hear it. Everybody else is going to hear it as well. But with doing it like that and making sure that I put myself in it, you know, I opened myself up to the world to not only see my experience but connect to it as well. And on a physical perspective, I went on, you know, went vegetarian. I lost like 30 pounds in 3 months, and, you know, it was a cleansing process for me as well. So not only did I grow mentally, but physically as well.
When you kind of look back on who you were and where you are right now at this stage of your life, what has you most proud as far as your growth?
I'm more so proud that I'm not afraid to express myself. At one point before I got into a recording, it was like, okay, I don't know what I want to say. I don't know how people are going to take it. What's my mom going to say? So it was just more so I had to get over that hump and that bridge in my life and say, okay, you know, I'm stepping into adulthood. I can't care what anybody, you know, that anybody's opinion is on how I'm expressing myself. And people connect to the real, so I want to make sure that every time I create something that I'm giving the real. I'm giving real-life situations, something that each and every person that grabs a hold of my music can connect to. So that's right. My main goal when I'm creating is to make it as realistic as possible. Even if I'm digging into my imagination, I want to make sure that I'm not so far out to it's like, okay, nobody can connect to this. You know, because you have those pieces of music and where it's like, okay, I don't know where this person is going with this, and maybe it's a little too personal to put it out there, because like, I don't know what they're talking about. So I pride myself on when I'm writing and doing my creative process, I make sure that everything is cohesive and it's actually telling the story so that people can actually close their eyes while they're listening to if it's just a track or a whole body of work that when they listen to it, is, you know, it's like, wow, it's a whole experience. And at the end, it's like, wow, I'm filled up from listening to this project. I don't want anybody to listen to anything that I create and say, okay, I'm left empty.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates through the entire project. And I must say, I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics. I'm just who I am. That's just the way I've been from day one. You remind me, as far as your songwriting is concerned, you remind me so much of Jesse Boykins III, as far as from the creative aspect, as far as being able to incorporate your real life experiences, but at the same time, not diluted, pure, organic, where you can transform it in a manner where everyone can relate to what you're saying.
Exactly. That was my goal. So I'm happy that it was able to resonate, and you know, people of all walks of life can, you know, listen to it and say, I can connect to it, you know, by, you know, having this project. It's been out for a couple months digitally, but just recently I released hard copies August 15th, and you know, people of all walks of life, like I can come back to my hometown, wherever I am, and you know, I'm just, you know, I can be in a grocery store, I can be ordering food or something like that, and I can just have someone come and say, you know what, I listened to your project, and wow, like, it's amazing, like, why isn't your song on the radio? And I'm like, it's coming, you know, it's just a process, you know, to navigate through this industry. So, you know, it's a blessing, and it's amazing to get the feedback that I have been getting in the past couple months after the release. And just, you know, I'm not expecting the type of people that are coming up to me and they're like, okay, I'm just like, oh, what are they coming to me to say? And they're like, okay, you're Shante Renee, right? I'm like, yes, that's me. And, you know, they'll go on their little spiel about how their experience was with the project, and it's just like, wow, like, I'm just blessed, and it fills me up when you know, I see that my art is resonating and connecting to not only this certain demographic, but a wide variety of different people.
Absolutely. I mean, like my man Stan Lee once said, with great power comes great responsibility. Situationship. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I wanted to ask you, college life, college experience, going to college, and, you know, when you leave home for the first time, it's, as they say, it's a different world, and you get an opportunity to deal with peers, different mindsets.
That's right.
Mindsets, different ways they view things in life. What did you take from college experience? How did it help you grow?
It allowed me to grow up, to say the least. You know, I went, when I went to college, I was leaving home, and I had to go on to live in dorm style, and that was like a shock for me. I was like, wow, okay, I'm not going back home. I can't go back home and eat in your mama's cooking. You know, I can't. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't call my mom right now, or I can't. You know, it's a lot of things that I had to adapt to, you know, to the environment. And you know, my very first year, I went through a very dark period where I was just, you know, going through like this deep depression, and you know, I didn't talk for like a week. It was just something I couldn't even explain. And to this day, like it was kind of strange, but actually, you know, it allowed me to grow up, to say the least. It allowed me to say, okay, I'm a big girl now. I have to be responsible. I have to balance everything. You know, it's like it's a different dynamic from leaving high school and grade school and going to a totally different. You're responsible. The professors aren't, you know, breathing down your back and saying, okay, we have this assignment. They're going to say, here's a syllabus in the beginning of the semester, and we have 4 tests this semester, and you have to make sure that you pass this test, because not only is the difference between college and grade school is not only the freedom, but you have to pay to attend college. So you don't want to waste any time or money. So that was my biggest thing. I remember my sophomore year, like the first semester, I was dropping courses and trying to be a senior at the stage of a sophomore, and I had to catch up. But, you know, I was able to catch up, and I actually graduated a semester ahead, and balancing college and embarking on a music career, I didn't get any sleep. And I'm still dealing with that as of today. I don't sleep at night. That's where my creative juices flow. So just adapting to the college life, it was hard, but I did it, and it allowed me to grow up. And it also allowed me to be more transparent in my music as well, by just observing all the different types of people and all walks of life. And you have the individualist, and then you have the, you know, of course you have the ones that conform. So being in that, it's a whole different world from being back home or being in grade school. When you're on college campus, a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different world. You're in your own solar system when you're in college. So just managing and balancing everything, I can say, allowed me to become more of an adult.
Well, you know what it did? It made you grow up, as you said, and it removed that safety net, which is a great thing, because it gives you more introspective on who you are as a person.
Yes.
And it's nothing wrong with being a night person, eh? We all have a little Dracula into us. We got a little Dracula, and it's all right. We're all right. It's okay.
Yeah. It's a little Dracula.
We got a little Dracula. That's all right. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this evening by the very talented Shantae Renee as we get lost in the new EP, Situationship, The Conversation. Tell the listeners out there about that particular track from the new EP.
Creating that track, it actually took me 3 days to create that track, because when I first when I first received the instrumentation, it was during like midterms, but I had to complete the track. It was like I had two jobs to conquer. I had to finish this track, and I had to study for midterms, and, you know, in between classes, I'll go in the car, and I'll listen to the track, and I'll write a little bit, and I'll go and study, and I'll go to the studio, and go to, but during the time, I had writer's block, so I was in the studio, and I was like, wow, I can't come up with anything, and so we start to brainstorm, and I was like, this cafe feel to me is like I'm in a cafe, and I'm having this connection with this guy. And so that's what I stuck with that. And the next day after I left the studio, I had a break in between class, and I sat in the car. Something came to me, and it was like, I was like, okay. I was like, you see, it ain't nobody's business. Like, okay. And it just flew. It just, you know, it started to flow from there. And I was like, okay. And I called my producer at the time. I was like, listen, I have it. I have the hook. I have the verse. I need to come over immediately after I finish this midterm. He was like, well, you know, I have to. Because at the time, he was going to Savannah State at the time as well. He was like, well, you know, I have a midterm test, so we can get up tonight. And we got together that night. And, you know, we went crazy in the studio. And it really stemmed from, you know, balancing me being in a relationship, me having a midterm, and me trying to conquer this track. So everything that went on, I was able to escape within the track. And, you know, that's how the conversation came about.
Well, as I've said earlier, it definitely resonates. So let's take people on a journey and get lost into some Shante Renee situationship with
Alrighty.
The conversation here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Conversation Shante Renee, Situationship, available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, and if you're feeling even more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Now, I've had an opportunity to actually look and listen to quite a few of your videos, and what I found so intriguing about you as far as what you're very passionate as far as being an indie artist, not just being an indie artist, but just believing in what you do and having the kind of support. Now, what does it mean, since I have you on the air, what does it mean to you to be an indie artist and to have that level of control of yourself and your music?
It actually was a learning experience. It took me a while to get to the place I am that I'm in now, because I actually was in a situation where, you know, I wasn't signed. I was kind of going on a trial period with, you know, a situation that I was in, and I started to lose control. And, you know, it was a lesson to me that, okay, I want to have creative control. I'm not the type that likes to be handled, because I like to have not only creative freedom, but I like to make sure I'm anal about a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes you have to get in there and do it yourself, especially when you have people that, you know, get in there and kind of tamper with your image and kind of tamper with how you present yourself, or the things that you work so hard to get, the standard that you set for yourself. And, you know, at the time, I've already had set a standard for myself, and getting into the situation, it was kind of like, okay, this is too much. I'm getting into a place where I can't be creative. And that's one thing that I pride myself on, is making sure that I don't block myself or let anybody to block my creative process. And that taught me right there that, you know, I want to make sure that I embrace my creativity and my art, and don't compromise it for anything or anybody. And that, you know, ultimately I like to have, I don't want to say complete control, because it takes a team, but I like to have a certain amount of control so that I can be free in what it is that I do. Because I don't only sing, I actually play the saxophone. You know, I'm not a keyboardist, but I can play the piano and things like that. So, you know, I'm creative all the way around. I write my own lyrics. I make sure that when I'm writing, everything is cohesive. So I'm very anal about everything that I do, and I'm very serious about it. And I'm serious about the art first. It's way deeper than just, oh, I sing, or, oh, I'm just an artist and I record, and my hair at the top is colored. It's deeper than that. It's so beyond me. And, you know, it's definitely a gift that I don't take for granted. And I make sure that I put 100% of myself in my art and how I present myself. So by having the control that I have now, it really took a minute for me to get here. And it took for me to go through the experience that I went through to really show me that I'm the type of person that likes to have a certain level of control. And 100% control over my creative process and the creative freedom and all things musical.
You know, I find it interesting that you express with so much passion about having that kind of level of control. And every artist that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, they express that so much as far as having that kind of control, because it's very tempting
very
when
important.
You have a... Yeah, it's very important. It's very tempting when you have a major label, they come knocking at your door, and they want to offer you A, B, C, and D. But at the same time, they want to take away your creative control. They want to develop you into an artist, and trying to develop you into something that is not you, and you're not being true to yourself. How do you kind of push that temptation away? Because you know, much sooner than later, so a major label will come knocking at your door.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought ahead how you would go about handling that particular kind of situation?
Well, I actually haven't put too much thought into it. I'm prepared for it, to say the least, because I've like I said, I've been in a situation where I had connection to the major sector of the industry, and you know, my music has been to Sony. But the thing about it with my music and my image being circulated around, everybody's like, wow, like she's so versatile. We don't know where to put her. We don't know where to place her. So they don't even know how to even box me in. And you know, the EP is just a small sample of what's to come and what I've created. I'm actually in the studio right now working on my freshman album. And oh my God, it's amazing and it's so free. But actually, as far as being approached by a major label, I'm prepared. I'm built up for it. I know what it is that I want, and I know that coming into this, that I already had a vision. And as the weeks and the days, the months and the years go by, it's becoming a lot more vivid to me what my vision is. And it's so much easier to be able to identify what it is that I don't want. Like, you know, I always get the, why don't you do Apollo, or why don't you go on American Idol, or why don't you, like, I'm fine. It's like I'm so private that, you know, sometimes I'm home and people don't even know I'm home or don't really know what I really have going on because, you know, I have my music is on various, like web series and movies and things of that nature as well. And so it's a lot of things that I do, you know, via the internet that I really don't, you know, disclose, or I just put up on my social media. And I'm not like this flashy person. Like, look at me, because my art's going to speak for itself. And thus far it has, because so far the opportunities that I've had, you know, they've been, you know, coming to me, and I didn't have to, you know, run behind anybody or anything to say, okay, listen to me, you look at me. It's like it's been a blessing thus far, you know, since the release. This is the third interview that I've done. I've had countless emails of people wanting to put my music on movies and a web series, and not just like web series that's it's well-known web series. Like I've had my music placed on Black and Sexy TV and things of that nature. So it's a lot of things that I've gotten myself into thus far that has prepared me for, you know, what's to come, or things that are to come, such as a major label. So I'm built up for it. I'm ready for whatever comes my way. But I know what it is that I want. And I'm not compromising it for anything.
Well, you definitely sound ready and sound prepared. I don't know if I should call you Shantae Renee or Joni Mitchell. Because you definitely have some Joni Mitchell. And Joni Mitchell was very, she's a major introvert. Introvert, very quiet. Writing mm-hmm. was and still is everything. To her,
yes.
How have you been able to maintain a balance with your music and your personal life? Because the vibe that I get from you, not just speaking to you, but just
yes.
the vibe I get from your music mm-hmm. is everything to you. Is part of who you are. Like
yes.
like Jimi Hendrix's guitar. His guitar was a part of him. Your music yes. and your lyrics are a part of you. So how have you been able to balance personal and music?
My personal is my music. That makes it. Music is my life, literally. I wake up to it, and I go to sleep to it. You know, it's, I can't walk out the door without being inspired to write or to create. So even if I try to have a separation, I don't think it's possible. Or I haven't crossed the roads to separating as of yet, because I'm so deep into my artistry. And like you said, because it's a part of me, I can say, just for example, this week I said, okay, I've been creating, and I've been creating so many tracks. And I need to go on a vocal rest. I need to rest. And I'm not going to write anything for this week. I'm just going to rest my body. I'm going to rest my voice. I'm going to go to the movies this weekend like a regular person, and I lasted every bit of 2 days. So I can't separate the two at this point. I haven't conquered that as of yet, separating the two, because I eat, breathe, and sleep it. Like, it's, I invest my all into my music. Like, I can say, okay, well, I can do this, or I can do this. It's kind of like I can eat, or I can create music. That's how deep it is for me. It's like I can eat, I can have a choice of creating music and eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and not creating music and having shrimp and lobster. I would go to eating peanut butter and jelly sandwich and creating music and pass up the lobster and shrimp any day. So that's how deep it is for me.
That's called dedication, my love. It's called dedication.
That's right.
It's called dedication. Now, one of the more intriguing tracks from the new EP, Situationship, Role Play. Tell the listeners out there about that particular song.
Hello?
Role play from the very talented Shante Renee from the new EP, Situationship, available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head over to the official website. That's the ShanteRenee.com. You can also catch up with her on Twitter, Facebook, and also on Instagram. All the Shante Renee. And last but certainly not least, on SoundCloud. That's SoundCloud.com/TheShanteRenee. Lovely one, I must ask, you seem quite at home in the studio. What is it like for you when you have an opportunity to perform live, as far as being able to make that kind of connection with an audience? What does it do for you emotionally?
Oh man, it's amazing. It's a natural high for me, actually. When I'm on stage, being that I'm an introvert, I turn into a totally different person. Like, even when I walk off stage, my own mother, she's like, oh, who that person is? You turn into a totally different person. So being able to you know, up close and personally, you know, sing the music that I write in front of an audience is kind of like I'm able to narrate it right before their eyes. And, you know, I show a lot more of my personality on stage. And actually, to be honest, it's one of the most strangest things is that when I perform, I don't actually remember anything from the show besides me walking up on stage and walking off. So that's why I have to have someone to record a performance so that I can, you know, kind of have a recollection of actually what took place. But,
right,
you know, thus far, after performance, I've gotten standing ovations, and even the people that are most close to me, they'll let me know, like, okay, Shante, you didn't do so good. Like, I've surprised some of the most stern people in my circle and say, you were absolutely amazing. I don't have anything negative to say. Like, oh, my God, like, you were meant to do this. And, you know, being able to connect to an audience and actually connect to the people is so fulfilling for me. For one, and, you know, it just shows me that each and every day that this is what I'm meant to do, because never in a million years would I have thought that I would actually take a step out of faith and actually do this and actually follow my dream and become an artist, and all of these things, all these gifts and talents that I have, were able to put it to use, and, you know, not later in life, but early in life, and able to evolve and cultivate it and make sure that it's the best that it can be. So, I mean, being able to connect with the people is actually the most fun for me. You know, creating is fun, but being able to actually display and get up behind that mic and see the expression on everyone's faces and, you know, putting out their cameras, and it's an amazing feeling, and it's something that I can't compare with anything else, because after a performance, I'm in euphoria for days. And especially, like, if I have a performance back-to-back, it's like I'm on a continuous high. So it's definitely an amazing feeling that I wouldn't trade for the world.
I've always said I say three components as far as being a very successful artist. First and foremost, believing in what you do, believing in the craft, believing in the art form, having a strong team, that a team that's going to keep you level-headed, bring a balance to your life, and also having a direction as far as your brand, because at the end of the day, this is a business, and you are a brand.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. Have you had an opportunity to kind of plot, or I don't use the term plot, but kind of plan as far as where you want your brand, how far reaching do you want your brand to expand? Have you thought about maybe doing some more as far as songwriting? As I stated, you're an exceptional songwriter, and you haven't even scratched the surface.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. You haven't even scratched the surface of what you can do. Have you thought about writing for other artists, also working on the production side?
Most definitely. That's definitely a part of my vision is to, you know, because that's a part of my brand. I'm a singer-songwriter. So the more ears that come in contact with my music and that speaking, you know, songwriters, I'm definitely in the business to doing that as well. As far as production, I'm still learning the software and things of that nature because it's harder than to expect. I can get on the piano and I can, you know, play a few chords and I can get on the saxophone and I can, you know, run up and down the scale. But being able to take those skills and, you know, utilizing the software, it's a learning curve to it. So, you know, that takes time. And so, you know, that's one tool that I'm blessed to have is, you know, I have an in-house producer where I'm able to, you know, I'll learn, you know, as I go. And, you know, I'm being taught, you know, how different things work. But I'm definitely going to be getting more so into production. I vocally produce myself. With this album that I'm going to be coming out next year, I'm going to be the executive producer of that. So it's a lot that's a part of the vision that's unfolding. And as far as the reach of my brand, I'm always on an international mindset. The UK, I'm always making sure that I'm staying abreast on what's going on outside of the scope of the United States because I've always dreamed of performing, you know, in places outside of, you know, worldwide, touring in the UK at performing at the O2 arena in London and things of that nature. So it's definitely a part of my vision to become, you know, a powerhouse songwriter as well as world-renowned as far as my brand is concerned. So it's a lot in this noggin of mine, but it's also a lot of planning and a lot of prayer that goes into making sure that I don't stray away from my vision and that I make sure that I have tunnel vision as it pertains to my vision.
You must plan your work and work your plan. A quitter never wins and a winner never quits. Absolutely, absolutely. And for all the great listeners out there, again, the new EP is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live more adventurously, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Mocha Man. Now, when I listened to the song, the first thing that came to mind, I was thinking about myself, but I said I digress just a little bit.
Yeah, definitely think about yourself. It's definitely about you. It's definitely about you.
I love
definitely
the
had
lyrics.
You in mind when I wrote it.
Yes,
I
Lord.
I had you in mind when I wrote it.
I listened to your explanation of Mocha Man, and I loved it, where you said, you know what, it's not geared toward a color. It's everyone.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. And I love that. I definitely love that.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I came back home and I performed on River a couple weeks ago. And I sing the song. I was like, have any mocha? Is there any mocha men out there? And all walks of life. Like, yeah, I'm here. I'm out here. And that just tickled me so to be able to create a song that's as powerful as it is, but to be able to resonate with all different cultures was something that I found to be amazing. You know, as I went and did different various performances and things of that nature. So, you know, it's just a little sidebar. When you mentioned that, it actually sparked the thought. It made me laugh.
Princess Renee, you are definitely amazing. So let's get into it with the new single. Of course, one of the many hit, wonderful written songs from the new EP, Situationship, Mocha Man, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
I like that.
some type of way. There's never been a man to fully understand that love and loyalty relations go hand in hand.
Robbery to reach out to me and to allow my art to reach more ears.
It's like the Pharaoh once said, my love, hey, so it is written, so it shall be done. So when the next slice of cheesecake is ready from the new project and next year, let us know and we will definitely debut it here first, okay?
Most definitely.
All right, fantastic.
Most definitely.
Have a blessed evening and keep working hard, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. The very talented Shante Renee here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Man, it does my heart good. Yeah. Independent artist, gifted songwriter is definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, let's get into some more music. Of course, the latest from the Shop Boys, yes, Lord, on and on, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Thank you. let me write it down. I need to talk to me. Booty told me that I ought not let you get the walk on me. If you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. Oh, you just keep on using me.
Keep on using me.
Until you use me up.
I'm telling you.
WB, Average White Band. Would you stay? And before that, my man, Aaron Neville, Use Me. Here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the very talented Shante Renee. Thank you so much. And be sure, family, to purchase her new EP, Situationship, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who are more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And be sure, hey, let your fingers do the walking, head over to her official website. That's at www.theshantayrenee.com. And on Twitter, that's at twitter.com/_TheShantayRenee. And the same thing for Facebook, Instagram, and also on SoundCloud. And speaking of sound, yes, Lord, why don't you join the Teddy Bear Saturday night as we broadcast live from the Honey Lounge on Live 365. Lord have mercy. That's at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern, and that'll be, what, 8 p.m. Pacific. We will be on Live 365, so if you don't have the app, shame on you. Go on your telephone, go to the Google Play Store, download the app, Live 365. Once you have downloaded the apps, I'm giving you intimate directions. Once you have downloaded the app, all you have to do is click in capital letters, LOTL. The comfort zone, and it will take you right there where we will be broadcasting live tomorrow night. But in the meantime, be sure to join us on Monday night as we welcome another fantastic artist, Genevieve. Genevieve, I like that name. Genevieve. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. Let me rewind a little bit. This is what I'm going to do. I'm sitting here providing you all this pertinent information, and we are stopping music. We cannot do that. It is Friday night. We do not want to do that. So, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And if that's not enough pertinent information on you, for you, shame on you, but you can always get some more on Twitter. Yeah, join the grassroots movement of real music. We're on Twitter as at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. And last but certainly not least, we're also on Instagram and we're also on Facebook, but we'll get more into that much, much later on. We don't want to impede the groove. Lord have mercy. 21st century, remember the rain, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Cause without you, ain't nothing but a living death. God.
You that don't never be.